case solved due to some technology, I guess.
You know, we're finding that more and more nowadays. We received a call April 30th in the evening from an individual that lives in San Marcos, Texas. He had filed a theft report with the San Marcos Police Department, but using an app that you can put on your iPad called Find My iPad or Find My iPhone, he was able to find that the iPad that had been stolen from his apartment in San Marcos was gritting to a location in College Station. He indicated to the officer that there was one person in his apartment or at his apartment whenever the item turned up missing, and it's the only person that he actually knew that lived in College Station. He provided the name of that individual to the officer. The individual's name was Trent Hunter. And when the officer looked up his address, it happened to be the address that the complainant in San Marcos had given the officer as the location that his iPad was gritting to. Officer went to the address on Oldenburg Lane, knocked on the door. The defendant answered the door. Officer asked the defendant if he had been in San Marcos on the 29th, which is the day that the iPad had turned up missing. And the officer told the Mr. Hunter that the iPad was gritting to his location and asked where it was. At that point, Mr. Hunter led the officer to his room, lifted up a mattress, and removed the iPad that was under the mattress. He said that he took it whenever he was intoxicated, but he wanted to give it back, but he just didn't know how to give it back. Officer checked the serial number for the iPad, and sure enough, it was the same serial number that the complainant had given to the officer whenever he called in and reported that it had been gritting to a location in College Station. So based on this information, the fact that it was stolen and the officer was able to locate the property in the defendant's possession, he was placed under arrest for theft.
Not that the deck was already stacked up against this particular defendant, but I think a little nugget to take out of this also is that the owner of the iPad did write down the serial number of his iPad.
Exactly. You know, we've talked about it time and time again about how much easier it is for us to be able to locate property whenever we have a serial number. And in this case, not only was he able to get the serial number from the complainant, but he was able to go to our computer records, TCIC, NCIC, that's our nationwide and statewide database, and find that the iPad had been entered into that as a stolen article and was able to confirm the serial number that way.